Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. It's great to be back, and we've got so many awesome guests coming on the show this season. Really can't wait to give you some of the insights we've got coming up. I actually never do solo episodes, so it's a bit of a different one, but because I'm about to turn 30, yes, I know, quite a milestone, and I thought it's a good opportunity to kind of delve into some of the career lessons. I wouldn't call them mistakes, but definitely had my fair share of things that have come up and that I've either decided to pursue or decided to change directions. So I think some of that could be really good to kind of talk about on the show. I think because it's been interesting with the podcast, obviously it started on radio in Melbourne as a career podcast in business. And I think it came at a time in my life when I was sort of transitioning. And again, this year I've had some career pivots, as I like to call them. And I think the podcast is always a great place for me to come to kind of get inspiration or share, you know, some of the insights that I've experienced. But I think, you know, I've had a bit of a time to think about the name and the direction it's going. And I think I have sort of turned away from the whole hustle culture and really want to focus on making your own path. And, you know, whether that's working a few different side hustles or starting your own creative business, working online, I think that's really what we're kind of pivoting to, and we want guests that embody that. I really want to just make it clear that I'm not about hustle culture. The show isn't about hustle culture. It's about balance and, you know, focusing on things that can ultimately achieve your goals, and pursuing a career that works with your lifestyle, I think, is so important these days. And the last couple of years, we've really seen a lot of that. So today I just wanted to share that, just for anyone that's been following along on Instagram or spoken to me recently even. It's definitely something I've been talking about, and I just wanted to, again, kind of say that. But yeah, I thought today I'd talk about my career. It's been definitely a bit of an interesting one. I was the kind of person where I never questioned what I wanted to do, really. When I graduated with PR and journalism and marketing majors. While I was at uni as well, I started a blog. I ran an online magazine with a team of about 5 or 6. And it was amazing. It was so much fun. We used to do photo shoots. We used to interview musicians, go to festivals, go to art galleries and review them. We went to a lot of cafes and did reviews. It was amazing. And I could have kept going with it. Sometimes I really do wish I did, but I think it got to that point where it was really hard. We were a team of volunteers. We were all at uni. We were all at work. And it just, without that, like, monetization coming through for a blog, it was really hard. We still got free tickets to things, but or free, you know, meals or festivals, but it just obviously doesn't mean that you can keep producing for free. And it was really hard, and it was one of the toughest decisions when I started in news to give that up. And still to this day, when I think about it, it's hard, sad, but I made so many great relationships and learned so much during that period, and even skills like leading a team, proofing work, ideation for stories. But I've kind of stayed in touch with quite a few of those girls, and they're all doing incredible stuff. A few of them are photographers. One is an artist, one that you may have all heard of. A couple of them are doing really, really well in their photography. I love that everyone kind of went on to achieve really great things. I knew that I wanted to move. I think I was tossing up between London and Melbourne, and I decided on Melbourne because I just loved Melbourne so much, and I had a couple of friends there, whereas London, I remember thinking like, oh, I'll just see if it's too cold for me, and if it's not, I'll go to London, because I'd only been to London in the summer. So yeah, I moved to Melbourne. It was an interesting time because I'd broken up with a serious boyfriend that I had at the time, and yeah, graduated, quit my job, all of it, moved out of the house that I loved and just left basically, and couch surfed for the first little while. Got a job at a radio station pretty much straight away the day I got there. And then I ended up getting a couple of journalism jobs, but they were always very fleeting. They were like contracts or casual. One of them was actually back in Queensland, so I came back for a little bit. And then, yeah, eventually landed a radio news job in Gippsland of all places. And that was great. I loved it. I then moved in with someone who worked at the TV station, so ended up getting a job on television doing TV reporting for the news. Loved that as well. Was always on the road every day, meeting people, telling stories. Incredible experience, but I think I have such an appreciation for people who pursue that career because it's sort of a thankless job. You're sharing the stories with every intention of kind of creating change in the world, but you're also seeing some really challenging things. I saw dead bodies. I saw all sorts of things. So I think, and yeah, there's a reason why a lot of them are moving constantly, and you kind of just have to chase the work and everything else gets put in the backseat. So that can be quite hard. I think nowadays it's a lot different because obviously you can have a podcast, you can have a YouTube channel, you can, you know, start a blog, you can be on TikTok, you can kind of be in media. We're all absorbed in media, really, whether we like it or not. And I think, yeah, it's changed a lot. And I think in a way that's kind of good. When I left news, I basically made the decision that I wanted to live back in the city and got a corporate job in media and PR. And look, I really enjoyed that. I did that for a few years. I still was kind of dealing with media. I worked on media for the bushfires, answering calls from the New York Times and things like that. I still got to use the creative skills that I have and, you know, doing things like social media, making videos, interviewing people. Like, I still did all of those things, writing articles. So it really suited me. But I think, yeah, then I worked in agency for a while with a range of different clients and was doing this podcast, interviewing so many different people, hearing what everyone else is doing. And it just kind of made me think maybe I could work for myself and also pursue other interests. So I basically gave that a go. And got a job with a small business that works in events, managing a few social media platforms, but sort of on a more freelance basis. And I've been really lucky to kind of pick up some freelance work just from word of mouth, through doing the podcast, through social media, friends of friends. So that's been really good. And I've also started studying again. But yeah, pursuing my interest in kind of the health and wellness space and yeah, just upskilling in that area. And it'd be great if one day I can sort of combine the two. I think because I'm about to turn 30, it's really making me think about everything a little bit deeper. And yeah, if kind of sharing the story about my career pivot I've taken, which is obviously so different after more than 10 years working in the field, to kind of be doing something a little bit different. Like, I've always done a little bit of marketing, but I feel like I'm transitioning into more of a marketing space and still just doing some of my PR stuff. And then focusing on writing in a different way. So whether that's for health, really promoting people taking care of their bodies. And it's just an area I'm very passionate about. And
hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's never too late to kind of start something else. And the 10 years of experience, I can always go back to. I can still use it while I'm pursuing other interests. So I think that's really useful. And definitely some of our guests have expressed this. I know when I spoke to the Tubes founders, Jess and Steph, they were saying they've pivoted as well, like working as bloggers in social media and influencing, and then starting their sustainable ethical shoe brand, and then to now one of them's a meditation teacher. So I think I was just going to share some of the lessons I've probably learned from my career and my last probably decade in the professional world. So I think I've learned if it's not a fit within the first month, it probably isn't going to be a fit. I think I've tried things in the past where I just had a bad feeling, or I met someone and just like whether that be a colleague or upper management, and I thought, oh, I don't know if this aligns with what I was after, or if it's different to what I thought. You should really listen to yourself when you feel that, because sometimes you're right. More often than not, you are right. So Yeah, that would be one of my things I've definitely learned. I remember when I took a job up in regional Queensland at one point for a newsroom. I was going to be managing three newsrooms really early in my career. And I had this feeling in my stomach, and I can't even explain it, but when I was getting on the plane, like, something in me was telling me not to get on the plane. And then a lady actually was sitting next to me, and I swear this is true. She leant over and she just goes, "Where are you going?" And I said, "Oh," said the name of the place. And she's like, "You need to be careful when you get there." And I was like, "What?" And then when she got off the plane, she handed me her business card, and she was a psychic. And I don't know if you believe in that stuff or not. Doesn't really matter, but it was enough to spook me. And I kind of took it with a grain of salt. And when I got to this place and started in the job, it just, everything didn't feel right. And I remember, like, literally crying when I got home from the first day, and I thought, this, something's not right here. So I ended up saying no, and it, you know, I never looked back. Better opportunities always come up. So yes, and that goes for as well if you are in a job after the first month and something's not sitting right, or if you're starting to get a feeling like that in your stomach, like, listen to that. Nothing's worth your health at the end of the day. So if you're feeling like something's not working for you, it's definitely worth pursuing other opportunities if you can. Another thing I've learned is to trust yourself. I think for a long time in my career, I never had the faith that what I was producing was to the standard it needed to be. And I think I also had, you know, being in media, a lot of feedback a lot of the time. You're always being told, you know, things about your voice, about the way you look, about your writing. It gives you a thick skin, but I don't know if it's always a good thing, because I definitely had so much self-doubt after that, even in my other jobs. And I think I didn't need to, because I'm good at what I do. I think just sometimes you need to back yourself and know that, you know, a lot of us, especially females, have imposter syndrome. But you're given the job for a reason. You have to just trust that you know what you're doing and kind of back yourself, because not everyone else won't always back you either. So especially if it's a really competitive industry. And then when you're working for yourself, that's also really important. You have to be able to back yourself and be able to pitch for jobs and know what you're worth for charging. And I think that's a really important lesson. And yeah, I guess the other one would just be following those interests. If there's something you love, give it a go. If you want to start a little side hustle of making jewelry or making furniture, give it a go. Research, look up how you're going to do it. Look up someone in the industry that's doing a good job of it. Just start trying and see how it looks, and you can only really improve from there. And I think if you don't try, you'll always wonder. So you may as well give it a go. And the worst thing that can happen is you make a piece of jewelry or a chair that you don't love, and then maybe you decide it wasn't meant for you, or maybe you decide you need to practice more and really perfect it. Probably the last lesson I'll share is that you never know who you'll end up working with later on in your career. So make sure you make friends wherever you go, and just maintain integrity, be friendly. I think I've never burnt a bridge, because you never know when that you'll need to cross it again. And I think even now in this podcast, I reach out to people I used to work with, and we've still got great relationships, or they'll let me know someone they know who wants to come on the podcast. And I think I've even had freelance work that's come up through people like that. So keep your network wide and, you know, always just stay friendly with people. Thank you for listening. I hope this has been interesting for you. I know it was a bit of a different one, but it's been really nice to share some of the things I've learned. And yeah, makes you a little bit reflective when you're about to turn 30. I think it's a really big birthday. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to see a bunch of my friends and have a really nice dinner. The weather's been really nice. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to it and just kind of trying to look at it as I went to the doctor the other day and he asked if I feel scared about turning 30. And I said, well, I don't have regrets because I did everything I ever thought about doing. I just dived right in. And whether that was smart or not, I don't know. But I've landed in a good position. And I think, yeah, I there's no way I would have been able to start a family in my mid-20s because I just had so much life I wanted to live and so many experiences I wanted to achieve. And I feel that I've done all of that. And I really am a person that just likes to experience everything. So yeah, if anyone else out there can relate to the whole turning 30 thing, seen so many podcasts lately that are about turning 30. It's such a good idea, but yeah, I'll see you all for our next episode and hope you all have a great week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.